Hi, welcome back to the midday show here on 98.1 KZE. And I am really pleased to welcome Kurt Södergren to the midday show here. Kurt is a founding member and the drummer and percussionist for Big Bad Voodoo Daddy. And I'm so pleased to welcome you. Hi, Kurt.
Hey, how are you? Nice to talk to you.
I'm. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate it. And it is Södergren, right? Södergren?
Yeah, perfect.
Okay, I thought so. I like to hear that. Perfect. That's great. You
Yeah,
guys
not
have.
sometimes you get it different.
Oh, yeah. No, I know with my last name as well, I get all sorts of variations. Just to get out of the way right at the top here, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy will be performing at the Mehewi Center in Great Barrington this Friday, July 12th at 8 o'clock. Have you guys played there before?
You know, it's so hard for me to say. Carl, our sax player, has the database with all the venues we played.
Yeah.
But you know, we've played, so over 3,000 shows, so it's kind of hard for me to keep up. But usually, when I show up and see the backstage, then I go, "Oh yeah, I remember this place." But sometimes it's hard.
Makes a lot of sense because I think you guys have been around for a few years now, haven't you? And you've been
There,
there since
30
the
plus.
beginning. How many?
30 years plus, like probably
30 plus.
31, actually.
That's pretty impressive. Your band is in a relatively small, population of bands that have been around as long as that.
Yeah, it seems like there's some kind of a formula, and I think it involves the chemistry of the band members and then the joy of the music, and I don't know, maybe some other things here and there, like not, being addicted to certain illicit substances probably helps a lot too. But yeah, like everyone's so good. I mean, these guys are my brothers, and I love them. And I think that's the reason it works is everyone just realizes how special it is. And there's not a lot of ego, and it's just we want to go out there and play and have a great time.
That's beautiful. That's really nice to hear. And I'm sure you're going to have a very happy audience come this Friday. What can they expect at the show? Tell me a little bit about what a Big Bad Voodoo Daddy show is like 31 years in.
Yeah, it really is about spreading happiness and joy. And we know sometimes things are tough, sometimes they're great, and we just want to have people be able to get away for the night, and they can, sometimes it's family and sometimes it's adults, and really our job is just to put on a great show and be entertaining and play. Right now, we've been concentrating on songs from all of our records, because we have kind of an extensive songbook to work from. So, since we just passed the 30-year mark, we're trying to curate a show that represents us from the very beginning all the way to our latest, release. And we have some new material we're working on too, but it's not ready to play out. So, but you can expect a retrospective of the band and just us having a great time on stage.
And you're kind of suggesting there's been some lineup changes over the many decades you guys have been performing and recording. How does that, I mean, how does that process work? So you, it, does the band kind of stay like it was? Are you asking newer members, say, and by the way, I don't even know, perhaps your newest member has been there for 15 years, for all I know, but. Or do you expect that they should adapt themselves to the organic, sensibilities of the original band, or is it kind of the other way around, where the band evolves over time?
Well, actually, it's the original band. There's seven partners that have been together since 1996,
Oh.
and we do have a we ex expanded our horn section, gosh, 20 years ago with a trombone, and then most recently, and that's probably 15 to 20 years as well, of a lead trumpet. So, if the newest member has been there for 20 years, I don't know. It's hard to call him the newest member. But our lead trumpet player Mitchell has been with us for quite some time as well, and he was a kid when we first started, and he has pictures of himself with his trumpet standing next to Scott, like as a kid. And then we hired him to play lead trumpet with us, and he's an absolute beast. He's just the greatest player. But every once in a while we have he works at Disneyland as well, so every once in a while we'll have a sub come in for lead trumpet. And this time it's going to be a guy named Nat Mills, who's also works at Disney, but in Florida, and he is amazing too. So for me, it's just a joy because I get to play with this just great, great musicians every night. But yeah, we don't really have any, I would say, newer members. And the original core has been together for the full 30 years. So I don't really think of us as having a revolving door by any means.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it. It sounds like the people are pretty happy to be playing with this band. It's a whole lot of fun.
Agreed.
Again, yeah. Sorry?
Yeah, no, I agree with you 100%.
Again, I'm talking to Kurt Södergren, who is the drummer for Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, who will be having a performance at the Mehewi Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington this Friday, July 12th at 8 o'clock. Go to mehewi.org for more details and for tickets, certainly. Hopefully for people listening in, there'll be tickets available. Hopefully for your band, it'll be sold out. That's what
I do too. It's always nice to have a sellout crowd, but you know, we're going to get a great show either way, no matter how many people are there. We never phone it in, and you know, we have a blast playing, and we're really looking forward to coming out and seeing everybody there. It's going to be a blast.
It will be. And it's a beautiful theater and just a great part of the country. So I'm wishing you guys a great show, and we're going to play one of your tunes, actually, as we, say goodbye. And also, I have a pair of tickets for some lucky winner. We'll be doing a ticket giveaway as well in just a few moments. But, Kurt, thank you. Really appreciate your squeezing this in. I know you guys are probably preparing for this show and others on your never-ending tour. So
yeah, I'm in my studio right now, actually, just, you know, playing through some of the songs that we don't normally play, because I always want to be ready. You never know what Scott's going to call. He'll show up, he'll take a look at the venue, and then come up with a set list maybe a half hour before the show. So it's always good to get in here and hammer it out and play. You know, we've had 2 weeks off now since our last run, and this one's going to be 2 weeks. So it's been nice to be home, but yeah, it was definitely getting myself ready for the show.
Home in Southern California?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Oh, very good. All right. Well, yes, enough being a layabout. Time to get back on the road for a couple of weeks. I think you guys have figured it out. So I have a fantastic show, and I look forward to being at a Big Bad Voodoo Daddy show soon enough.
Yeah, it should be great. Well, thank you so much. We really appreciate your support and getting the word out. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Thank you. And thank you for coming on the Midday Show. Here is a tune from Big Bad Voodoo Daddy.